It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, magnet fishing, that's going to be this upcoming Saturday, correct?
That is correct, Rob. You know, we have been talking about it the past few weeks, and you may be asking exactly what is magnet fishing. Well, magnet fishing is one of the most growing fishing trends that's out there right now. You basically just have a heavy-duty magnet on the end of a rope, and we throw it out there in the lake, Rob, and we see where we can go and retrieve. This will be our second year doing it. It took off last year. We did it. We had a lot of people. And this year, we got a lot more people. We hadn't even called ourselves last week, Rob, scrambling, trying to order some more magnets because so many people had signed up for it. But give us a call at 597-7806 to sign up for it or ask more questions about it. But it is this Saturday at the lake. It does start at 9 o'clock, but give us a call, please, so we can make sure you're coming and so we can get you on the roster. You may be asking yourself again, what is magnet fishing? And I always tell people, if you've never heard of it, just simply go on YouTube.com and click on it. It's 1,000 different videos out there, people out there magnet fishing. And I said, which is true, a couple weeks ago, Rob, a kid lost his bike off the dock at one of the cabins. Now, how that happened, I don't know. But needless to say, we went and got our magnet and pulled the bike right out. And so it is a pretty strong magnet. I have seen a lady come out there with her personal magnet fishing. She found an old troll motor out there. So it's no telling what you may find that's out there. It's really cool. It's really neat. Only thing you really need to bring is you're outside, so you can bring some protective sun gear, sun what you wear outside, and some gloves because you are pulling the rope. But just give us a call, 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, the address is 1013 Newell Store Road. That is for the Education and Environment Building. And if you turn in that driveway and just drive on down there at the dock is where y'all will be at. Is that right?
That is correct, Ron. We will be down at the T-Dock. But we're not just gonna stay right there. We will be floating around a little bit, maybe at the T-Dock or down there on the power line or what we call our swimming area, because we don't have a designation where most people go swimming at. But we will, explain all that to you once you get there. But as Rob said, once you turn in up there at the office, just literally keep straight down and you will see us. So just stop by the office to be more information. Again, this Saturday, give us a call.
Well, now, LeBron, if folks just want to come and spectate, they're welcome to do that, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We love spectators. And usually what happens, Rob, when we get spectators out there for anything, they always end up asking questions like, oh, I didn't know all this was here. I hear that so much. Or, oh, wow, this is nice. And most of the time, Rob, when we get spectators there, they always end up staying. They always end up walking around or getting information so they can come back. So we do love spectators. We do love new people to come out there and see us. Again, just stop by and see us or give us a call, 597-7806.
Yeah, and LeBron, you are exactly right. It's a pleasant surprise at Mayo Park. If you've never been down there before, you're certainly missing out on some of the beauty available in Person County. Get out, check it out. It'd be a good day for you to maybe just walk the nature trail. It's shady. If you want to get out and play some horseshoes, hey, take advantage. Also, the disc golf course there at Mayo Park. They have picnic shelters available. The picnic shelters are available at no charge on a first-come, first-served basis. But now, if you've got a certain date and a certain time that you want a picnic shelter, you can reserve it. I think it's for $25. And LeBron, y'all will post it to let it know that it's not available to just anybody during that time. Also, if you're thinking about doing any camping in your RV or wanting to rent one of the cabins, or maybe you want to camp in a tent at Mayo Park, don't hold off. Don't delay. Make your reservations today or ASAP, because they book up extremely fast. You want to go out and rent a canoe, kayak, or paddleboard, it's best to do this in advance because they only have a limited number of each one of those available. 336 597-7806 is your phone number, or better yet, stop in person at 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the address for the Education and Environment Building at Mayo Park. We'll take a break for Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is with us. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxburgh and Person County. And ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about them, it encompasses a wide, wide spectrum. From just about anywhere of Roxburgh and Person County within a 10-minute drive, you can be at one of the many parks that are maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. You will find walking tracks. Some have playground equipment. Anytime at your leisure, if you want to go out and run around the track, maybe take a brisk walk or a nice relaxing walk, you're welcome to do so. They also have the nature trail at Mayo Park. Something else, disc golf at Mayo Park, PCC and Hyco Lake. They have tennis courts available at Huck Sandsbury and also at Person High School. Lots of things to do in Roxburgh and Person County pertaining to the Parks and Rec Department. And they also have several different ball fields around where you can always go and catch a good game. So, LeBron, lots of fun, lots of things to do. And then when you add Mayo Park into the mix, it just makes the tea a little bit sweeter. Wouldn't you agree?
It definitely makes the tea a little bit sweeter. Definitely at Mayo. I get it so much. Also, Rob, I said earlier, I hear it so often, man. Wow, I didn't know this was there or it was like this here. Come on out. Just I can't stress enough. Just come on out and look around for yourself. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. So many people go to the mountains in the fall of the year to go take pictures or to go up there to see, you know, the fall foliage. Man, I've seen some very nice pictures come off the lake out there, out the campground from Mayo. So come give us a call. Come on out. We are 100% free. It doesn't cost a thing to get in. It doesn't cost a thing to walk around the park. It doesn't cost a thing to go swimming. Only time you want to pay us, Rob, is if you rent something from us, like a canoe, a kayak, or a paddleboard, and that's still a minimum charge, minimum cost. We also, Rob, we now have a basketball court out there in the campground with basketballs. If you want to utilize that, just let us know. And it is free, but it's not free to use our basketball goal. And you may be saying, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is we do have concrete basketball court out there now with balls, but we keep the balls. We just simply ask people, you may say it's crazy, but we charge $20 to use the ball, but you bring our ball back, you get your $20 back. So that's something we just started, and it's pretty new or whatever. So come on out and start to utilize that. But just more anything, give us a visit at Mayo, and I'll be more than happy to show you around.
Now, LeBron, again, if somebody wants to reserve a canoe, kayak, or paddleboard, they need to do it as far ahead of time as they can because, again, you don't have but so many, and you hate to turn away people that comes in with a smile and leaves with a frown, right?
That is correct, and it actually happened to me yesterday. I had a young lady come in. She wanted a canoe, but it was like 2:30 in the day. And, you know, at a certain time, you know, we don't really like to rent canoes and kayaks out because you're just not going to get your money worth. It takes us maybe 15 minutes to turn around, you know, once we get it loaded and all of that. And she only had a good hour to participate in. So always call so we can give you instructions, or just don't show up, you know, at 2 o'clock in the day or and towards the evening time to try to get a canoe, a kayak, or anything from us, because we like to have everything back by 4 or hour before we close so we can, you know, try to leave on time. So, again, that happened to me yesterday, man, to the look of disappointment, but I told her to come back today, and we're more than happy to take care of her. But so that's that. But, again, just give us a call.
LeBron, we'll take a break for our local news report, and on our next break, we'll catch up on some other things for the Parks and Rec Department. That'd be all right with you?
Definitely.
Continuing on with Playing in Person with LeBron Street, Now, LeBron, you mentioned something about basketball signups.
Yes, Rob. As you know, it's always something going to Parks and Rec, but this is for the adult men's basketball. Adult men's basketball, y'all have until next week, August 31st, to sign up for. Now, granted, the season doesn't start in October. Until October, we still need to get everyone signed up, everyone in place. So with that being said, adult men basketball, you have until August the 31st to get signed up. Simply go online, call the main office, or just swing by there for more information or to get help. But just make sure we do not miss that deadline. You have until August the 31st to sign up for adult men's basketball. And the season doesn't start until October. Give us a call at 597-1755.
Now, again, LeBron, give us the update on the magnet fishing this Saturday at Mayo Park.
That is correct, Rob. As you stated, we do have magnet fishing this Saturday at Mayo Park. It does start promptly at 9 o'clock. And again, give us a call before you come so we can make sure you have enough magnets for you so we can get you signed up for it. Again, this Saturday, magnet fishing at Mayo. Again, you may be saying, what is magnet fishing? Basically have a rope with a magnet tied on the end of it, and we throw it out there. It's just like fishing, but you know, instead of catching fish, we're going to catch whatever that the magnet attracts. But give us a call at 597-7806. We'd be more than happy to explain it to you or take you out there, or we'd love to see you or your kids, whoever out there. It's for all ages, Rob.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning, sharing some good news.
You and all listeners have a great day.